Here to talk more about the role the media have played in shaping the perception of Katrina evacuees is Keith Woods, Dean of Faculty at the Poynter Institute, and Steve Kappas, Acting President of NBC News. I welcome you both. Keith, let me start with you and ask you about the idea of whether or not this coverage, in your opinion, in its totality, was fair.
Well, I think it was, yes. I believe that for the most part, the coverage was fair. I think it was very important coverage. Important on the same level in some ways as the coverage that we would have seen during the civil rights movement of the folks being hosed in Birmingham or the folks being beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, because in fact it brought such intense and urgent attention in this case to people who needed help right then and there. So I think for the most part we've seen many in the media shine during this time.
Steve Kappas, what can be learned from all of the coverage we have seen over the course of the last 2 weeks in terms of how better we in the media can cover race and class?
Well, Ed, I thought the very first part of your broadcast that began with the idea that our reporters went there to cover a hurricane and came back with a much different story is absolutely true, and that the what we have seen in this coverage is touches on every aspect of American life. And yes, there are issues of race relations in this country. There's issues about class, impoverished populations, infrastructure, what's going to happen to the future of our cities, our people, and also government neglect that was systemic in any number of different areas. And all of that came right up to the surface as this story unfolded in horrifying ways before our eyes.
Keith Woods, is there a moment that the media should take to look in the mirror and say to themselves, perhaps, that we have done a disservice to this country by not covering more often in less tenuous times the plight of the poor and give a broader picture of African Americans and other minorities?
Well, Ed, there are two things that come out of this, and one of them is what you've just said, that we, in fact, do hide our problems from ourselves in many ways in the daily coverage of our communities. But the other one is this notion that the curtains have been drawn back and we have suddenly realized again that that this country has a racial schism, that this country has some kind of chasm that's undermining our race relations every day. And the problem with that is that we seem to keep learning that lesson, Rodney King, we keep learning that lesson, O.J. Simpson, over and over and over again, as though each time we've learned it, it's brand new. The problem to me with the media coverage of this is that we look as though we have once again discovered that there is a racial and class gap in America and that those two issues conflate when we're talking about Black America.
Steve, when we talk about coverage, we all obviously view things through our own prisms. Is part of the issue when we look at the idea of African Americans oftentimes being depicted as looters, whites over the course of the first few days being depicted as survivors, is part of the problem the baggage we all bring to the table as relates to race and perception in this country?
I think that, look, anybody who says that coverage is not going to be viewed through some sort of personal prism is kidding themselves. But what I would say is that we did our level best to be as accurate in depictions as we could. And yes, there were some images of looting that were shown early in this, but I also think that by and large, what we showed much more than that was the suffering of these people and suffering of our fellow Americans. And that's what this story has been all about, I think, more than anything else. And what you ended up seeing as a result of the kind of coverage that we did was a tremendous outpouring of support from the rest of the country as they watched what went on down there.
Yeah, there were some problems in that coverage that had to do with the frequency of the sort of the spooling of that video over and over and over again of the same person walking out of the same store with the same stolen goods that turns this issue of looting into an icon. And in fact, if we talk about proportions, showed looting disproportionate to its importance to this story.
Well, all I would say about that is that I think that one of the things that we did at NBC, and I can't sit here and defend every hour of coverage that was done on this story on every broadcast platform, but I would say that NBC, we discussed this with great sensitivity, and we went out of our way to describe what was happening, and not we didn't want to just use that as video wallpaper, if you will, to show that over and over and over. And at the end of the day, as I say, I think that the coverage that we put on the air was balanced and fair.
Let me ask this, and we should note that that is problematic to just 24-hour news coverage, that we see these loops, if you will, of video time and time again. And in situations like this that are more heightened, more sensitive, I think people in turn tune in a bit more to that. As relates to now digging into issues, is it important, Steve Kappas, for the media to make sure that we don't drop the ball and continue down the road that we've learned to this point, that perhaps we need to concentrate on class and race a little bit more and keep the pedal to the metal to the government's response heretofore?
Without a doubt. And something that Keith said earlier was absolutely accurate, that, you know, the bigger problem is here that the notion keeps coming up that we're just discovering, so to speak, that this is continues to be an issue in America. And the fact is, this isn't just about the news media. When you look at what has happened in the Gulf states and in New Orleans in particular, what you see are issues not only of news coverage, but take a look at government policy. You had evacuation plans that were flawed from the start, that in essence wrote off a tremendous amount of the tremendous number of people in the population of that city, most of them African Americans. And so I think all of us have kind of taken a step back and said, how is it that that was the government plan, that this could actually happen, and that those types of issues are in front of us now? And I think that we need to continue to look at that and look at, as I said, some of these other issues that are bigger and go across the entire country about class, about race, about our cities.
Keith, with about 30 seconds, isn't part of the issue making sure that we don't miss the point of something else that has been talked about for years and years, and that is representation, particularly in higher levels of minorities within the media?
I think surely that's a problem, Ed, but the larger issue is trying to figure out what the story is that we're trying to tell and get people focused on telling it. The fact of the matter is that you will never represent America racially in American newsrooms to proportion. That's not possible with the number of people who are in journalism or the number of people who are in this country. Somebody will always have to cover someone who is not like them, and so we've got to get better at figuring that out.
All right. Keith Woods is the Dean of Faculty at the Poynter Institute, and Steve Kappas is Acting President of NBC News. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed.